If you think I'm harsh, go read John the Baptist. I'm nothing. I'm not John the Baptist. Go read John the Baptist. Who told you to flee from the wrath of God, you snakes and you vipers? That's for you, Jamie. John the Baptist was the greatest man that ever lived out of a woman, Jesus said. John the Baptist wouldn't stand for this mockery of God's truth. John the Baptist would preach the truth and call you to repentance. Matthew 3:8. Have repentance meet. Have works meet worthy of repentance. You don't. You have lip service Christianity. Matthew 15. Howbeit these people worship me in vain, their hearts are far from me, worshiping me with their lips. I heard you all in there singing. Lip service. How about the truth of God? How about scripture? How about 1 Timothy 4:16? Stay in sound doctrine by which you are saved. And them that hear thee. You're not in sound doctrine. You don't have the hope of salvation. You folks are a stain against a holy God. You folks care more about emotional music, bounce houses, and barbecue. Did your pastor ruin your lunch? Did you see him flee like a coward? Why can't he bring his Bible and stand right here in the midst and open it? Why can't he? Why can't he? He wants to hide in the shadows because the truth will vanquish him. The truth will show him he has to repent of this goat farm that he's running to please all of your itchy ears. That's what this is, an itchy-eared goat farm. And we love you enough to tell you the truth. Peaceful and loving. You all think you're loving each other. You're actually coddling yourselves into sin. Love is truth. Love is obeying God. 1 John 5:3. Love is keeping his commandments. All they know is fleshly love here. All they know is false ways. As Jamie stands on the corner, hiding like a coward, will he bring his Bible? Can Jamie bring his Bible and open it up? Can he tell me why the gospel has not called you out of the world?
Can I see your Bible?
Can he tell me why?
Do you carry a Bible, sir?
Can you tell me why he's practicing pagan ways?
Where's your Bible?
What are you living for, American Christians? Have you surrendered your entire life? When did your life transform to the word and truth of the gospel? When did you come out of the world? When did you come out of every false way? When did you lose your pride, your vanity? When did you lose your family and friends for the cause of Christ? When were you hated for his namesake? When did you women decide to cover your heads the way the Bible teaches? When did you men decide to cover your bodies the way the Bible teaches? When did you decide to get rid of pagan holidays as the Bible teaches? Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that are lies. When was your life totally transformed? Not by music, bounce houses, barbecue, and pagan holidays. When was your life transformed? If that hasn't happened, you're not born of God. Barbecue, no Bible, huh, sir? Bounce house, barbecue, no Bible. I get it. How wicked and how corrupt it is. Hey, young man, you're going to see a video. Did you see it? Your pastor ran away, and I asked him to bring a Bible. He's standing on the corner still. I asked him to bring a Bible and come talk with everybody. He ran away.
Oh, about what?
talk about the truth of God, all the lies that I told you about, how he's deceiving people. Maybe you're not a truth seeker. Look at, he ran away. He's supposed to give an answer. 1 Peter 3:15. He's supposed to come and defend the flock against if I'm a false teacher, or he's supposed to come and love me if I'm his brother. He does neither. He's a Revelation 21:8 coward that won't inherit the kingdom of God. And if you don't stand up to men that are teaching false ways, you also are a Revelation 21:8 coward. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Look at you people, standing around in your little social corners, snow cones, bounce houses, llamas, barbecue. Nobody will open the Bible and say, what's false about our gospel? You don't come out of the world. You're not living in holiness. You're not obeying Christ. That's why your gospel's false. Nobody cares. This is proof and evidence. It's going to be all over our testing. You'll see it. You can look it up. In time to come, when they search Renew Church Eau Claire, it's going to come up. And it's going to prove. The Bible says prove all things. Test all things. Prove all things. This is proving how this is all fleshly American churchianity. It's not holy saints that are seeking after the kingdom of God.
What did you want him to talk about in the Bible?
Let the Spirit lead. I'll show him why this is sin.
Okay.
Let the Spirit lead. Calling American churchianity to repent. Calling you to the Word of God. Calling you out of every false way. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. Hey, Jamie's closer now, but I don't see he's ready. Darkness, the light versus the darkness. It shows God's way versus man-made religion. They cannot bring the truth of God. They don't love the truth of God. They don't seek holiness and righteousness. Holiness means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. You're not set apart. You're just like the world. You're like the world in how you act, talk, dress. Hey, where are you going? Are you getting your Bible now? That man ran away. His wife dragged him away. Do you know what Eve did in the garden? Eve dragged her husband into sin. Paul reminds us of that in the epistles. Men, I see it all over today. Don't talk. Don't open your Bible. Let's go, honey. Don't listen to that. Feminization at its core. Not the truth of God. Not holiness and righteousness. Still waiting for any man to bring a Bible. Your pastor is on the corner hiding. He won't even bring you around with the Bible. Why not? That's his job. He's terrified. You got children walking next to me. I'm peaceful. Why is he terrified? He's a Revelation 21:8 coward that won't inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says he's supposed to come and give an answer. I'm exposing his sin. Why won't he give an answer?
I'm not him.
The gospel here doesn't call you out of the world. Why haven't you come out of the world? Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world, sir.
Gravity. Can't get up, man.
Now you're just a mocker. You're just a mocker. I've met a lot of them. Did you know one of your leaders came out, or not leader, this guy, told me he was Jamie. Got him on video.
He said,
I'm the pastor Jamie.
I always call myself a pastor.
You're a liar. You're a liar, and it's on video. The other man told me you use pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are lies God didn't ordain to bring people to the kingdom of God. Can you bring lies? Can you use lies to bring people to the kingdom of God?
What do you suggest?
The truth. Preach the gospel. You don't need bounce houses, barbecues, farm animals. You need to call people to the blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection. Repent. Lose your life. You haven't lost your life. You're right there. Sure, you agree with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. So do the Catholics. So do the Mormons loosely. So do the Jehovah's Witnesses. Have you repented to where you lose your life in your ways? Matthew 10. Lose your life to find it. You turn and come out of the world. The world is sports, politics, entertainment, cultural things like pride and vanity and fashion. I see it all over here. You're all walking around in pride and vanity.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are. You haven't come out of the world. You're keeping pagan holidays, so your gospel is false. That's what he has to give an answer for.
So where do we find the truth?
You have a male phallic symbol on the top of your building. It's a penis.
I know what a phallic
cross. It's a penis.
Thank
That's
you.
A nice okay. Where did that come from? The Bible? That come from the Bible?
We didn't put it there.
It comes from Egyptians, Roman Catholics, evangelicals, now the non-denoms. Lies. And Jesus said, you worship me in false traditions, you worship me in vain.
What do I find on your website if I go to your website?
You'll find thousands of articles for free, okay. Sound teaching of the gospel. Okay. You'll hear godly men that divide the word rightly in our Ecclesia Forum. You'll see saints that have come out of the world and lost their lives and lost everything to follow Jesus.
Okay.
No denomination,
okay.
No money taking.
Okay.
We all work in labor.
Good.
You'll find what you see in the New Testament, and that's what we're supposed to model. This is not the New Testament in the Bible. This is man-made religion that's going to cost all of you your souls. And in a few days, our testing will be up. Right now, there's a link, but there's not it. The video, I'm making audio right now. The video and everything's going to go up. And when people search Renew Church Eau Claire, any seeker can search it, will find it, and go, hey, this guy stood out there and preached. Is he crazy? Or what does he have to say? They can look at the videos. They can look at the videos, and they can look at the doctrine, and they can go, a seeker is going to go, oh my, that is true. Pagan holidays are true. The worldliness is true. Doesn't call us out of the world. The men lie. They laugh about the things of God. A seeker's going to go, I want nothing to do with that. They're going to go in the scriptures. You know what does come here? Who does come here? Goats. Matthew 25, there'll be a separation from the sheep and the goats. And so we love you enough to tell you, you got to repent from the culture of Satan.
That's my question too. So where would the seekers go?
Where would the seekers go? First of all, you don't go to church. There's no such thing, as I was telling this young man, there's no such thing as a worship service in the Bible. It's a gathering of singing, some singing, some praying, lots. Yeah, not instrumental music, by the way. That they never used that in the New Testament. They never used it. Not worship leaders. Not worship leaders. So after the temple, they did not have a building anymore. All of the, look up the word house in the New Testament. They met in people's houses and parks and everywhere. They became the body. You don't go somewhere to be the church. People in America go to church and then they go back in the world and live like the world. When you're a Christian born of God's Spirit, you are the body of Christ everywhere you go. You can gather with saints anywhere. My wife and I live in a camper van. We sold everything. We could gather in a van, in a park.
If I wanted to gather with you, I'm going to have to go to your camper van.
No. No, we can gather right in a park. If you were my true holy brother. What?
You said you can't go to church.
No, no, no. We can gather anywhere, but they're going to a building to do worship services. Everybody says that. They say, oh, the church isn't the building, but they say it's the church. But look what goes on in there, sir. What goes on in there is a gospel that's compromised, itchy ears. Look at this. You don't need this. You need to be godly saints and go into the world. What did Jesus tell us to do? Preach the gospel. Let me finish this then. Yeah. Preach the gospel. Make disciples. Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. You're not doing that here. You don't preach the biblical gospel. You're not making biblical disciples. You're not teaching them to obey everything. You have two essentials: baptism and the Lord's Supper. There's 1,050 commands in the New Testament. And how do we follow them? By the Spirit. Love God, love our neighbor, and everything else. We read the word, we obey it. Women should cover their head. That's what the Bible teaches, 1 Corinthians 11. You should come out of the world. You shouldn't be in pride and vanity. Okay? You shouldn't be practicing false ways like pagan holidays. You shouldn't be spending your idle time watching football, sports, entertainment, movies. That's all carnality and sin. That's not happening here. You're of the world like the world.
Very good.
So, let me answer a question. If you were a holy man, you said, I want to repent. We would disciple you.
Okay.
We could gather with you anywhere, your house, a park, and teach you how to become a holy man. And then if you were a holy man of God, you would become the body right here, the local body. We would gather with you online because I travel full time. We know saints all over the world, a small handful. Jesus said few in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. Do you know what that word few means? You ever look at the Greek and the Hebrew?
Well, I understand not very many.
Puny. Look around you.
Yes, sir.
I'll be surprised if anyone from this congregation makes it into the kingdom of God. Why? Lord, Lord, we did this and we did that in your name. And he says, away from me, I never knew you. Why? What? How's that verse finish? Workers of iniquity. They keep and practice sin. And Hebrews 10, 26 and 27 says, if you live in any willful sin, sin you know is sin that you keep doing. There's no sacrifice for you. The blood of Christ won't cover you. You have to repent of it and put it away. Is this your wife?
That is my wife.
If you had a mistress and you had confessed it and she said, I'll forgive you, the first thing she's going to ask you to do is what? put the mistress away? What if you keep going with the mistress? What if you keep sinning willfully against God? That's what this church does. They do it knowingly. That's why your pastor won't come and open his Bible. This is all going to be exposed, and he's going to look foolish on the internet. He tried to lure me over in the side of the building over there. Oh, let's talk over here. No, come talk with your people right here. Come right here. Why not? Why is he hiding? I know why. You know why? Because I got beat up at a Baptist church one time by the security guards on a private public sidewalk. And they stole... No. I'm not saying you would. They stole my gospel signs and my phone. You know why? They wanted me to come to another place. And then when I was a younger street preacher, I foolishly went to one place I shouldn't, and they jumped on me and beat me up. I'm not saying that was his goal. But I don't go in the dark with false teachers. I walk in the light, and he needs to come and bring his Bible. 1 Peter 3:15 says, give an answer. He's not giving an answer. He's to hiding with the women over there.
So
I answered your question. If you wanted to be a godly saint, repent, get your life in order. We'll show you how. We'll disciple you. You become the body. You do it through the Word of God. My website helps. Thousands of articles for free that preaches the truth.
Okay. Now, can we have a turn? So
If you're going to, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a turn. If you're going to tell me something biblical and edifying, if I'm going to hear churchianity swill and excuses, I don't have time for it.
I just want to ask you if you have children. Do you have children? It's nothing, absolutely nothing personal.
Yeah.
Did your kids never have fun with their friends in the park?
Let me tell you something. I was a pagan. I do have children. I was a pagan.
Sure.
For all the years of my children's life. I taught them how to be worldly, wicked, carnal. I used to be an ice hockey coach.
So it's wicked for a kid to have
Hold on. No, didn't say that. I used to be an ice hockey coach. I used to be a bodybuilder. I used to be a hunting, fishing, idolater. I used to love football, all the sports.
Yes.
And my children were all grown and gone before I repented and became born again. So my children, the five, are not believers because I raised them to be worldly and carnal. I do have one son that knows this is the truth. It's pretty amazing. He's 35. He sees the world. He sees where it's going. And he tells me all the time, Dad, I know exactly what you're saying is true. And I said, Son, come be my brother, right? He says, I can't, Dad. I said, why? He said, the cost is too much right now. He's going to wait till he's an old man when he's had all his fun done. And I said, don't wait. You might die. So the point is, children having fun is not wrong. Good, pure, and true. The reason I'm saying bounce house is barbecue. My wife makes me barbecue. I like barbecue. A bounce house isn't sinful for a little child. But when you put bounce houses and barbecue and animals and there's no Bible coming and no going to the Word of God, that's what makes it sinful. That's what an idol is. Your child, precious child.
Don't talk about my kids.
I will talk about your kids.
Don't talk about
I will. If you take your child and treat him and love him and have partiality
that's
with him.
Thank you.
I didn't say it was a boy. I said your child. Okay.
You said him several times.
Excuse me. Your child. If you treat your child with partiality, you're an idolater.
Okay.
You love your children more. You treat your wife that way. This is idolatry going on here because you put everything above the truth of God. So I come to preach the truth. See, here's the thing. People say you come and you preach and you don't listen to everybody else. Why would I listen to people practicing this? I preach the truth and seekers will hear it, go test it, email me. They'll find out more. They'll go into truth. Why would I listen like to this man, Swill, when he comes up lying? Why would I listen? Why would I listen to any of the men that come up and they only want to make excuses? Why would I listen to that? If you're going to give me this tradition that has caused America, 250 years of this in America. Have you seen the American culture?
Yes.
It's Sodom too. It's because of this. Do you know how America was founded? Revolutionary War.
Yes, sir.
What did we go to war over? Not we. What did America go to war over? Do you know?
Freedom of oppression.
Of what kind of oppression? Were the British coming and raping and pillaging our wives, our women and children?
No.
What was the oppression?
The oppression was from a unified church system.
No, that's an absolute lie.
Why?
That is an absolute lie. It was over a 3% tax. That's what the Boston Tea Party was about. This is what the pastors swore. We fought for freedom, even if it was for religious freedom. Did Jesus say to raise a sword and kill people for freedom? America is a pagan nation, was never godly. 250 years founded on killing. The pastors used to preach and rile men up to go and fight and kill British. That is not of Jesus Christ. I preach at Mount Rushmore. People hate me there, but I do meet seekers there. Thomas Jefferson, do you know what he did with his Bible? He cut every word of Jesus out. He was an antichrist. He didn't believe Jesus. George Washington was a deist. He didn't even believe God cares about us. Like aliens put us here and left. He didn't even believe that Christ was really who he said he was. These are pagan men. He was a 33rd degree Mason, too. Masons, occult religion. America's founded on all of this false stuff. and this is carrying it on. And they, patriotism, you guys do. Memorial Day, 4th of July, built on killing and war. That's not of Christ. It's a false savior. So I come to preach the truth to wake you guys up. I travel the country and do it. Support myself doing it. Don't take anyone's money. We were just at the street fest. I saw your one man there, that man. He was at the street fest.
Sure.
I was there preaching with my wife peacefully. Met a lot of seekers there. There's a lot of people that know church is wrong. That's why the churches are dying. They are disillusioned by their hypocrisy, their false ways, and then they go in the world and they get swept away in the world. There's going to be a great judgment for Jamie with a millstone around his neck. Jesus said it would be better for you to have a millstone around your neck and be thrown in the ocean than you mislead little ones. Jamie's got a millstone coming worse than that because he's deceiving them into thinking you could be of the world, go home and watch your Packers, Vikings, whatever team you favor, dress in your pride and vanity. You can do your politics and it's your hope. You can keep and pride and vanity and how you look. Oh, and the women can show their bodies up. The men can show their bodies up. None of this is of God. This is the temple of God. Did you know God dressed this in Genesis 3 by shedding blood and covering us in a tunic-like garment? Wouldn't it be awesome, young man, if you could walk through the world and not have to look at women's body parts? Would that not help you not lust? Yeah. That's what God designed. That's what his saints should do. And we don't have any clothing. I'm looking around. I see pride and vanity in clothing. You know what clothing is? A sin covering. We take what God gave us as a sin covering and we put Packers on it and we put tight when we're working out and women in yoga pants. This is abominable. And your pastor, wherever he is.
Wherever he's hiding.
Yeah, now he went in the building to hide. Probably. He allows it. It's sin. So you've heard a lot of truth. The website for free. You can email me, refute anything I say in the Word of God. If you stay part of this, you will lose your soul. You cannot be united to this. You have to repent, come out, and walk in holiness and obedience.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, seriously. What's your first name?
I'm Sam.
Sam.
And yours?
My name is Tupos.
You haven't told me your name. Tupos?
Tupos, and this is my wife, Amen.
Tupos and Amen.
Yep.
Tupos and Amen.
Okay. Yep.
Where are you off to next, guys?
Only the Lord knows.
Just hop in the car and wherever you feel called.
We go all over. That's our van right there.
You must do a little scouting, you know, when events like this are going on and stuff, or is it just...
The Lord leads us to them, or friends and brothers will point them out, or we do use the internet. And that's the other thing. It's just a tool. When I talk about, let me clarify something. When I talk about worldly, I drive a car. Do you drive a car? All right, that's worldly, but it's not sinful. When I talk about worldly ways, I mean that which is sinful. Watching the Packers, I go and preach there, is violent, carnal, covetous, grossly immodest and unbiblical, pride to win. None of this is of God. We're to redeem the time. So I use my van to drive around to redeem the time to preach the gospel. So I use a phone. I don't watch porn. I don't watch movies. I don't watch the ways of the world. I communicate with my brothers and sisters all over the world, a puny handful. And I administer, my wife helps me administer our website that goes all around the world. You're going to see. Do yourself a favor. I'm not just some fly-by-night guy. Look up our website. And probably in about a month, I'm going to guess, if you put up Renew Church Eau Claire Exposed, you will see this testing with audio and video. It will be in the first page, if not the number one. And we do that not to be mean-spirited. If you're a seeker, I don't want you deceived at these goat farms.
You're clearly pastor.
Look at, no doubt is it a goat farm. They got llamas. They should have goats. Yeah, and who gives you the passion? The Holy Spirit. He gives you zeal. I don't see passion for the truth of God here. Not even from your leader.
So where are you guys, where do you get your spiritual fulfillment from and the documents that you have on your website? And
God's word, first of all, is where we get all of our teachings from.
Where are you finding those resources? What made the change in your life?
When I was 45, I got tired of running from what I knew was the truth, Christ. I was not born again. I came to myself. And I said, I'm done running. I was a salesman at the time. Can you imagine that?
What'd you sell?
Making a ton of stuff. I was in the packaging industry.
Okay.
Making a ton of money. And I came to myself and I knew that I had to follow Christ. And that was the slow but steady process of ordering my life. And eventually I was spit out as a salesman because salesman just doesn't match up to a godly, holy life. Not saying you couldn't be a salesman, to be honest.
I'm a salesman.
Okay. I was just going to say, not saying you couldn't be honest, but the issue...
I sell tires for cars.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. No, I just said, didn't say you can't be a salesman. What I ran into was my company always wanted to lie about facts. And I would say we can't do that. And they would tell me, just bend the truth then a little. And I said, I can't do that as a Christian. And they did a lot of worldly things with football, the Packers, a lot of carnality, a lot of drinking parties. And I said, I'm just not of that anymore. Eventually, I was spit out. I came to myself. I put myself under the blood of Christ. I realized what he did for me. I repented. We looked at the church systems and said, they're not teaching the truth. They're as sinful as we are. And so we went into the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Christ, through repentance, we lost our lives. We laid everything down. We were born again. When you're born again, you test everything. Wedding rings, they're pagan. They're gone. What the culture does, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? How you dress, how you talk, how you act, how you spend your money, how you spend your time. It's like getting married. It's like a covenant. I'm sure when you got married, you left all that old stuff behind. So did she. If you don't, it doesn't work. People come to Christ, but they don't leave. They so-called come to Christ, and they don't leave everything behind. They come with all their baggage and their sin, and it's still on them, and they're going to die with it. So we came, and the very first person I ever witnessed to was my wife. And I said to her, she was a lifelong Lutheran. And I came home and I said, I got something to tell you. And she said, what? I said, I'm done with this life we're living. Worldly, carnal, drunken, idolatrous, all kinds of stuff. I'm following Christ. And she said, well, I'm a Lutheran. I already believe in Christ. I said, it's not enough. And she looked at me, and she tells women all the time, she was a worldly, carnal, feminized woman. Her and I used to fight all the time before Christ. Sure. I knew she wasn't going to listen to me. God gave me one saying. Honey, tell me what I said to you.
Must be born again.
I told my wife, you must be born again. And she said, what? And I said, get a Bible, go start reading it. She went and she started studying. I was studying. Within a week, we both looked at each other and said, God's lit our lights. We're born again. And that was our journey like this in truth. And we always trusted in the scriptures. We did look at man-made religion for a very short time. And when we tested them, we said, wrong. Sure. Pagan holidays, worldliness, carnality.
Huh? Anything close?
No. Name one that you think is close. I've never found one.
Well, obviously, I believe in Christianity.
Yeah. I've never found a building-centered system that's preaching this biblical gospel that the people have come out and they've lost their lives. And if I ever find one, we'll be united to it, but I don't hold my breath. Because Jesus said this in Luke 18:8. Ready? Will there be any faith left on earth when the Son of Man returns?
You want more?
I want to be one of them. I want my wife to be one of them. I want my brethren to be one of them. I'd love for some of you to be one of them, but this ain't it. He's coming in flaming fire. 1 Thessalonians 1:7-10. To destroy. Guess what he's coming to destroy? All those that don't know God. You'll say, I know God. And don't obey the gospel. He's going to destroy the political systems, the church systems, the football. You think the Packers win the next 50 Super Bowls? You think it's going to matter when Jesus comes back in flaming fire? Then why do Christians waste their time on it? Because it's fleshly entertainment. You can't please God in the flesh, Romans 8. You just go test everything you do in your life. Go test everything you do. TV, news, sports, politics, pride, vanity, fashion, whatever you're doing. And you go, is this of God? What would God have me do? He told us what to do. Preach the gospel. Lose your life. Make disciples. Teach them to obey everything. Jamie's not doing that here. Jamie's not doing that here. Where is Jamie? Did he come back? Did Jamie come back yet? Still waiting for Jamie with his Bible. Jamie hasn't come back. He's still hiding.